This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, sluts. It's me, Mono. I want to let you guys know about our live show happening this Thursday in San Francisco. That's January 23rd at 10 p.m. at the Oasis in San Francisco. I'll be co-hosting with the one and only Betsy Sodaro and inviting special guest Joshua Grinnell, a.k.a. Peaches Christ. Please come. Please gag, please kiki with us. It's absolutely free. You can reserve tickets at nightout.com or sfoasis.com. Or just show up at the damn dough. It's not that serious. See you guys then.
Still about to throw some shade, kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That's right. Trademarked. Whoop, 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 whoop. Hello and welcome to Drag Her.
Yes, I'm back, Mono.
Oh, we love you. Wow,
I'm
we love you.
So excited to be back.
So many people were so excited you won your episode of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner.
I was really proud of myself that I won. I truly had a real breakdown. And like on the way home, I was like, Nicole, why did you take that so seriously?
I forgot.
And I'll never know.
People reminded me that you threatened to throw a dog through a window.
Throw my dog, who is sitting next to me.
Not
the
a
best
dog.
Little dog.
Your dog.
He was on his best behavior. And I said, I was going to walk into traffic and throw him through a windshield. But guys, he's safe. Don't worry about the
he's safe.
The
Animal Protective
Clyde.
Services, back up.
Back the fuck up. My dog is fine.
Back the fuck up. This is not your time, my
so
dear.
So you were like, Nicole, let's watch AJ and the Queen.
Yes.
And
I sent you too many texts.
No, you didn't. You sent me just enough.
Okay.
I was very thankful and grateful that you sent me a text this morning.
Oh my God.
Because I had woken up. And I was like, And you know how you wake up and you're almost about to like go back to sleep?
Right.
You text me and I was like, I have to be awake. I have to wake up.
Because I don't want to be a pain in the ass, but I was
you're
like,
you're not.
We're friends. Look,
but
Nicole,
you also
we're friends.
Know me.
I know you. I was like, oh, like, it wouldn't help to give a nudge.
No. Not
yeah,
at all.
Especially because we had to do this a little early.
Yeah.
Because you're good. So fucking booked.
Boy.
But it's a credit.
Booked and blocked.
Booked on. But first, let me take a selfie.
Oh, let me take a selfie.
I have to play this really dumb song for you. Wait, back it up. I was like, let's do AJ and the Queen. Let's do it for one episode.
Yes.
I started watching and I was like, this is too
we have
crazy.
To do 2 episodes.
We could have done 10, but that's too much. But like, we'll do 2. It's a lot.
And since I was busy, this is fun. Mono has seen
all of
the episodes.
Uh-huh.
I have seen
this is fun.
The pilot and the last episode.
And I don't know if you missed much.
And it's funny. I have 2 Oreo cookies and you have the one with a cream.
Uh-huh. I'm the cream.
You got the cream.
That's going to squirt all over your titties.
Oh, yes. Please squirt on my titties. I've never had someone squirt on my titties. Can you even?
I'm actually shocked by that.
I know.
Would you want it?
I don't think so. Here's the thing about like coming on somebody, you have to clean it up.
Yeah.
And then that's like not sexy for someone to get like a rag that like might be dirty because no offense, boys are disgusting.
Boys are disgusting. I'm one
to,
and
like,
I'm nasty.
Slop up your cum that you came all over me with a rag that I don't know was washed with like detergent or fabric softener. I'm a fabric softener girl.
Hey, me too. I use the Downy Unstoppables.
Me too.
I just love the, I smell fresher.
I love it.
And gay sex. I mean, there's 2 loads, which is a nightmare.
Mm.
That's why I usually try to swallow just so there's less cleanup.
Oh, I don't swallow. I do a fun thing where I have them come in my mouth, and then I go, where's your garbage? And then he's like, oh, what? No garbage? Or like, I try to wiggle to the bathroom at the bathroom. I was like in his room.
Like in a sexy way.
I'm like, come on. I think what I'm trying to say is sleeping with me. Ooh, it's so sexy.
What a so sexy. It's too sexy. To quote SNL from the 90s. So sexy.
It's so sexy.
That is amazing. Yeah. Yeah, trust me. It's not always glamorous.
No.
Swallowing is not always glamorous.
No, it makes my tummy gurg.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a moment where my body goes, that ain't food.
That was not nutrients, my friend.
And that ain't pee. That's squirt. Have you seen
your body's
babes?
Like, I need pee.
Yeah.
Where's the pee? Mono just revealed he drinks urine.
I've had a drop. Wow. Okay. So I want to say, before we dig in,
yes.
We're going to poke fun at this.
Yes.
And that is not to diminish the accomplishments of this TV show, because...
Because I thought it was entertaining.
I did too.
I was like, okay, this is fun.
And I saw the whole thing. So I had... It's a real roller coaster, mm-hmm. right? I thought there was moments that I was like, this doesn't work. And there was moments that I was like, this is amazing. There was moments mm-hmm. where I was like, Rue's a little... disconnected. And then there's moments where I was like, whoa, Rue is making me cry.
Mm-hmm.
It was really all, mm-hmm. it was a little uneven. It was
well,
kind of
I
like.
I mean, I think that's like to be expected.
Yeah.
Because Rue's a personality. I don't think she's carried. She's done her movies like Star Booty and
yes.
whatnot, but like that was her producing it and I think being fully hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was hands on this, but like this is 10 hours.
It's
10 hours
10
of content
movies.
To carry.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
So I honestly, for like that being said, wow.
Yeah.
You know, also, man, Rue is stunning.
She's stunning. And like, they did a great job making her look amazing.
Wow. And when she's in drag.
Yeah.
Those outfits.
Amazing.
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 Gorgeous.
The first opening number.
So much fun.
Great.
That was such a fun
Ruby
way to get into that world.
That really was.
Oh, I really liked it.
It was great.
I love those red sequin pleaser heels she was wearing.
Oh, yes. She had a reveal. And it's fun because we don't get to see Rue perform a lot.
No.
And she performs a lot in the show.
Yes. And I think it's fun. I also really loved all the Rue girls on it.
That... I
thought that was fun.
It was really fun. There's Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
There's Eureka. Eureka was a little big for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, pull back.
I think everyone should have matched Eureka. That's
you do.
My overall thought about the show. I think this could have been a really fun campy show.
Yeah.
Especially since they shot LA for New York. Like they were on a set for New York. Like that was not New York City.
That was hard to watch because it looked like
Sesame Street. It looked like Sesame Street.
Be nice to Sesame Street.
Oof.
Honestly, that I was just like, oh, that's like Paramount. That's like
mm-hmm.
that one square in Paramount.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe we didn't shoot it to make it look less
well,
set-y.
I think it's really hard to shoot like a dollied scene through the streets of New York on a New York set and make that look like New York.
And I think
if you're going to pop in a storefront, okay, that's fine. But like...
I also think Rue was like... I want to shoot on sets
because mm-hmm.
she was like, I want to show up and get my scenes done. I'm not going to crazy locations.
Yes.
Even though they must have gone to some.
Shooting on location is a beast.
It is a beast. It's a wilder beast.
Yeah. Like sound stages are so delightful and wonderful. But I was like, why not just shoot in like Valencia or something? Somewhere
yeah.
like out in not the sticks of California, but like where it's not like the hubbub of L.A., and set it there.
They definitely had to do it a little bit and
mm-hmm.
In some of these episodes, which I'll fill you in on.
Okay.
But yeah, they definitely did as much as they could on sets because there's another one that's just that one part of the Universal lot. You know
mm-hmm.
that one like neighborhood that has like sort of a town center?
Yes, yes, yes.
They use the shit out of that. In another episode.
Interesting.
Let me see if I can, any big things I can remember. The Ruby Red thing is amazing. Now, the the man who is the club owner was a strange performer.
Yes, I at first thought it was a drag king.
Yes.
Whose name evades me right now.
Right.
What is his name? Shit. He's very big in the New York.
Tuna Can.
No, he's friends with, hold on, I'm going to find it.
Blubberbush. And while
Blubberbush.
I'll say that, you know, this series really gave me burlesque vibes.
It was very burlesque.
And that's a compliment.
Because I loved burlesque. You can't build a club because of sky laws. Thank you. Thank you.
Air rights, baby.
Air rights, that's what it was.
I like sky laws better.
I thought it was Murray Hill, and I don't believe it was Murray Hill.
Yeah,
do you know who Murray Hill is?
I don't.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
My goodness, I enjoy Murray Hill.
And I did notice that Porkchop, by the way, Porkchop, if I'm not wrong, is the only queen in the series that is called Porkchop, like called by their drag name. Yes. Everyone else, they gave, like, fake drag names.
And the line for Porkchop was, leave Porkchop alone. And I was like, have people been giving shit to Porkchop?
I wonder what that was.
A friend of mine had Porkchop perform at her engagement party.
Uh-huh.
And I was so sad to not have been invited.
Yeah, that's... Oh, I remember seeing this on Instagram somewhere. Yeah. And just be like, what?
Yeah.
You just got Porkchop?
Porkchop is in LA,
Victoria
baby.
Parker?
Available for bookings.
Okay. So they meet, whatever. Ruby tells this guy off.
Yes.
I was like, but I also was like, why does she hate him so much?
Maybe he doesn't treat the girls well.
Probably.
Yeah, because he didn't seem like how Cher is in Burlesque.
Yeah.
I think he's a little mean and treats the girls poorly.
I think you're right. There's no wagon wheel Watusi moments. There's no Stanley Tucci. And then pretty shortly after, but she is really, I mean, it's like in terms of pilots, it's like pretty big in terms of like, well, fuck you, because I'm about to almost make some money. And there's a lot of that.
Very much like, oh, you want the plot, honey? I'll give you the plot.
I'll give it to you.
But I like that. I thought it was fun to watch Ruby sassy.
It was.
Without a wig on, right? Her wig was off at that point.
Yeah, that was cool
and
too.
I like that.
To see that, to be like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
And then she was in her like undergarments and stuff. That to me is so much fun to see.
Because we never get to see that.
Mechanics, like just breaking Ru down. Because I think a lot of people who probably got into Drag Race late only see Ru as... Ru's a man, Ru and drag.
Glamazon,
And it was like, oh, it was so fun to watch it be deconstructed as she's like deconstructing why she's leaving.
I was obsessed with this thing on the top of her head. I was like, what's that?
I think it snatches your face up.
Yeah, that I was obsessed with that. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, I think it's a tapes you up to like give you like an instant facelift. So like if you ever notice, sometimes queens will only have their head in a certain way, it's because they're taped up.
That is fascinating.
Uh-huh.
Because I've had queens tell me, like, I furrow my brow a lot. Mm. And I've had queens be like, no.
You're going to get lines on that forehead.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, my eyebrows are crunchy peanut butter. The second I get in drag, it's just cracked like desert. You know, like in like the skin commercials where they're like, this is what your skin looks like
before. And Nivea
before.
Can help you.
Yeah.
Nivea's like, please, Mono, let me help you.
My eyebrows just look like thirsty spiders immediately.
Whenever I get my brows glued down, I am so just floored by what I look like without eyebrows. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's fun. Uh-oh, here comes the sneeze.
Hup-choo.
Oh, what an angel from heaven. She's the only other black student at Hogwarts, folks.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Okay.
So then...
There's a diabetic and blind drag queen.
Yes.
Okay, no,
well,
actually,
first
I lied.
We go to the restaurant.
You're right. They go to the restaurant first.
And we meet Ru's lover.
Who's clearly nefarious.
Yes, and they've only been together for like 7 months, and they're going to open a club together.
Yeah. Oh, here it comes again. I love them.
Thank you. If I just like let them go, it hurts my nose.
Yes.
That's why I hold them in a little bit. Everyone's like, why do you do that? And like, one, I'm cute. Two, it actually hurts to just sneeze.
Yeah. I go. I hate when it hurts, when it's like a little extra. Okay, they're at a restaurant, and this guy is clearly evil.
Like, may I just say, what a odd choice for Rue to wear an Asian...
I agree.
What is that called? Do you know?
I don't know what it's called. I do not.
But it was like an Asian...
It's like a tunic of sorts.
Influence tunic.
At the Chinese restaurant.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I was like, is this like, just in case you were like, what kind of restaurant is this?
Yeah.
And the accents from the people who worked there weren't enough.
That was big. That was really big.
But in New York, if you're going to a Chinese food place, I mean, that's it.
Sure. But it was just like, and then Rue gives the lady working there some eyelashes. Mm-hmm. And then she was mad.
That was cute. It's because he forgot her anniversary and she's like screaming at him about it. Rue got these lashes from Bianca Del Rio, 301s. Uh-huh. And then she puts them on and she's just
done
blinking. And she's like, I'm beautiful. I loved it. Because I thought it was like, oh, we know more about this character. This character like brings joy to people.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a fun choice.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was... It's funny. This meal is emblematic of how uneven the series can be.
Ah.
Like, it's so weird that like Rue, when it was like really emotional, mm-hmm. Rue was there. And like when it was like kind of a more conversational scene, those are the scenes that were like felt harder for Rue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, like I.
Well, I think as an actor,
talk to me, darling.
I think people genuinely prep more for emotional scenes.
Yeah,
I think because I've been working. Not like more, but like with different people of like different levels
mm-hmm.
and people who've been working for like a very long time. And for me in comedy, I was like, oh, you just like hit your mark and say your jokes. But then I've been working with people who like before the scenes start, like get in the moment. And I was like, oh, maybe I should start doing that. And then it's been helpful. I was like, is this just the thing that everyone was doing and I'm stupid?
I mean, that's very much our improv training.
Yes.
I just like show up and I'm like, is this enough?
You're like, this is it. I do it. But, like, I think it's helpful. And I think sometimes people don't do that when it's just a talking scene. You're like, oh, I have the lines. I have the blocking. Let's just go. But it's like, well, just take a moment before to just
check in.
Who, what, where are you coming from? Where are you going?
Yeah.
And truly, it's been, like, helpful. I don't know if it's making me a better actor. Hopefully.
It has to.
Hopefully. But maybe that's what was going
on.
I don't know.
That might be it. But also, who the hell am I to say? So that guy leaves before the food comes, which really bothered me. I was like,
it was pretty rude.
There's time to eat and then go to the babysitting thing with your fake sister.
Yes. And then, I also thought it was weird that Rue hadn't met his family and had been
very weird
7 or 8 months.
Very weird.
And I was like, oh my God, do I have to wait that long to meet someone's family? I want to meet the family at like 4 months.
Yeah, you should.
When did you meet your boyfriend's family?
Oh, God. I think it was more like, I guess it was actually seven. It was 7 or 8 months, but it was because they live in Tokyo.
Oh, his whole family lives in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Oh, that I didn't know. I thought some of his family was here.
They are here sometimes, but they live mostly in Tokyo.
I see.
They visit here, but.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Me too. Maybe my, wait a second. What? I'm sharing a bank account with my boyfriend.
You are?
Yeah, and he's helping me open a new club.
Mono, I would be suspicious of this.
No, he's my baby and darling. And I just want to take this opportunity to tell you off right now, Nicole.
Mono!
I'm leaving this podcast.
What? Mono, no!
Yes, I'm opening a bar called Kings in Kings. And I don't need you, Nicole.
In Kings County? You're going to Brooklyn?
I'm going to Brooklyn.
Did you know Brooklyn is Kings County?
I didn't know that.
Queens is Queens and Brooklyn is Kings County?
I had no idea.
But we don't call it Kings?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah. That would be a great Coming to America sequel.
So Queen of Kings? No, King of Queens.
King of Queens.
So is he from Brooklyn and moved to Queens?
Maybe.
Probably not. I think they were just saying he's a man.
But what about a really good Coming to America sequel where there's a female princess from Zamunda looking for a king from Kings?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody wants your gender flop. They're just going to do Coming to America too, which
please.
Probably going to be the same thing.
Gender flop
okay,
me.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
This is fully off subject.
Please.
Is this a funny idea?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know how right after Game of Thrones ended, or maybe it was in Game of Thrones, I don't know.
Sure.
But there was like this story that like HBO had bought a pilot where it was like, what if the South had won the Civil War? And everyone was like, the fuck? We don't need stories
right.
like that.
Okay. And they canceled it. They were like,
so,
cut it.
What if there was a movie where black people actually won a rebellion?
Hell yeah.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Of course. It sounds like a Jordan Peele project.
Okay,
and
Jordan Peele.
And you know
Peele.
Jordan Peele.
I do.
Of course. Get this shit going.
Maybe I will like try to write that, like a treatment about it.
I love it.
Oh my God. Imagine I just transitioned into like serious movies.
Yeah. Well, you are going to like win an Oscar one of these days.
Mono, stop it.
It's going to be like,
thank you.
Did you see? It's crazy. Nicole's
I can't wait to win my Oscar so I could be like, oh my God, you stupid bitches. I'm up here stunting on all of you. I'm the best motherfucking actor. I got this gold dude. I'm shoving him in my pussy. Thank you, Academy. Thank you.
Oh my God. Please be the first person to show your pussy after winning an Oscar. Please make that history for all women, okay?
Yes, I'm like, this is for all my women.
This is for my women. So, okay, so whatever. RuPaul comes home and talks to AJ for the first time. Or
yes.
I don't know, if not really. Whatever, AJ's rude and terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then she comes into her apartment.
AJ is so rude and terrible.
So rude.
To the point where I was like, you guys are making it hard to like this kid.
You sure are.
But maybe that's the point.
I think so.
But that hot dog scam. What a treat.
That's a good scam.
I'm gonna drop my dogs.
Yeah, you gonna drop your dog.
But nobody's gonna be like,
mister.
Hey, mister, you're not right into me. My dog's on the ground. You're gonna be like, full grown woman, go buy your own dog.
They would just send your ass to the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait. So, okay, then she goes to her apartment.
Yes.
Her lovely blind diabetic drag queen
yes.
friend is there in full drag.
Wait, before we get into this,
please,
we have to take a break.
And now it's time for an ad about ads. I know. What the F are you talking about? This is the inception of ads because I want to talk to you about a new thing called Gumball. It's a platform that's looking to make the podcast advertising process a whole lot simpler. What? This is an ad about ad giving? Yeah, it's weird, but listen. Typically, these ads that make it to your ears get there through a very complicated back and forth process of emails, what the network wants you to say, what the advertiser would like you to say. It's not cute. And that's why the HeadGum team came up with Gumball. It's a marketplace for advertisers to buy podcast ads directly from podcasters, and it's majorly streamlining things. I should know, I've been using it for almost a year. I kid you not when I say I get paid on time, every time, with no headache. Podcasters can list their shows in one marketplace, and it's so easy to get exposure from huge brands that way. Gumball handles all the detail work that needs to happen after the sale, too. All the scripts, coupon codes, and notes that I need are shared through Gumball. So Gumball saves me a ton of time. And did I mention I get paid? On time, darling. So if you're an advertiser or a podcaster, have a look at gumball.fm/dragher. That's gumball.fm/dragher. Browse shows, discover new advertising, list your podcast today, and get dollar signs.
We're back.
We're back.
A dinosaur story. Have you ever seen
Oh, I remember that we're back. But I was a hardcore Land Before Time stan.
I loved Land Before Time.
And I felt like We're Back was coming for their gig, so I did
yes.
not support.
Well, I will say this. We're Back is the campier version. Very
camp.
Maybe
I'd like
very
it.
Camp.
Speaking of
I
camp.
Think you'd like it.
I think I like it.
This
scene feels like it's a play.
It does. Yeah. A lot of it felt like a multicam.
Yeah.
It was a multicam that they were like, we'll just shoot it as a single cam and not adjust a thing.
I agree. Because the scenes are so long.
Yes.
Which is very
and
multicam.
Michael Patrick King is yes. multicam king.
Yeah.
He did do Sex and the City, which is single cam, but
right.
Two Broke Girls, I think he was on the whole time.
Yeah.
That's multicam.
Yeah.
But I loved that Rue had a blind roommate.
I thought that was interesting.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I do not think blind people, deaf people, a lot of, I don't want to say others, but people with, and I don't know if it's, I don't know if blind people say they have a disability. I don't know the terminology, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I feel like blind people, deaf people, things like that aren't seen enough in our media.
Yeah. Is the actor blind?
Yeah, and I didn't know.
I don't think he is, but please, internet, I know you'll tell me if I'm wrong.
Yes, internet loves to tell us.
I don't think he was. He just, I don't know.
And my thing is, if you are going to put a blind person in your television show, that's representation. Don't fuck up the representation. Go find a blind person who can do the things that you need, because they exist out there. It's the same thing if you're going to put someone in a wheelchair on your show. Go find someone in a wheelchair and give them that opportunity. Yeah. Maybe they don't have the credits, but guess what? You can get them an acting coach.
Yeah.
If they haven't had a job, you don't have to pay them big bucks, and you can use that budget to get them a coach to help them through it.
Preach.
And if you have a blind person in your script and you're going to use some of the blind stuff as comedic relief, you better get a fucking blind writer in the room.
Okay.
To let you know what
because
the community...
Because there's a lot of goofy blind jokes in this.
Yes.
That I don't know that if I the don't community know. Will love.
I don't know. And I know some people will be like, oh my God, you're being nitpicky. Jokes are jokes. Like,
sure.
Quit being a snowflake. And I'm like, it's not a snowflake thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'm never represented.
Yeah.
And the minute I am, this bitch is walking into walls.
Yes.
And
spilling
and
drinks
spilling
all
drinks.
Over RuPaul.
And I think they say, like, your other senses are heightened, but it seems like this person, as soon as they went blind, was like, I have no senses.
They also make that joke in this pilot where
they do?
Where, like, it's like, you said your other senses are heightened, and then the blind gentleman is just like, that's just a pickup line.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So I was like, I don't know if...
Yeah, and like how AJ escapes right under his nose, I was like...
Oh, that was goofity.
It was very...
That was some robber room fuckery, and I did not come here for that.
I did not come here for that. But like, if you're gonna do all of that, and you've like taken care of your bases, you have a blind person in the room, and you have an actual blind person playing it, then like everything else, your able-bodied people have to be just like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That can't be your buffoon. That can't be your like your sassy black friend in an all-white sitcom.
I agree.
That can't be your other.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it's like, yes, it's a ton of queer people. Yes, it's drag. Yes, it's an androgynous child with an androgynous name. Am I saying that
right? I think it's androgynous.
Fuck me. I'm trying to sound like I have a fucking clue.
You do. You just say words funny.
No, I don't know anywhere. Androgynous. Yes, that does sound better.
Yeah.
An androgynous child. I don't know. I think everybody got to be.
100%
everybody got to be goofy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a lot of the moments that work, and a lot of the moments, the only moments I have a hard time in this series are when they can't decide if they want it to be comedic or serious.
Yes.
Like the moments where they're like, this is funny, those work. The moments where they're like, this is serious, those work.
Uh-huh.
There's moments that get trapped in between.
Yeah, and I think that's a tone issue.
Yeah.
Did you see Queen and Slim?
Oh, no, but I love the idea.
Too long.
But...
Uh-huh. They did a really great job of knowing what the tone of the movie was.
Yeah.
And it was serious and heart-wrenching, and, like, I sobbed at the end. But then there's, like, hard comedic moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really hard-hitting jokes that, like, hit. And you're like, that was funny.
Yeah.
And it flows within this drama. So I'm like, if this is camp, you can be serious in camp.
Yeah.
But then, like, you just gotta turn... I don't know. It was... The tone for me was a little...
Yeah, it's
place.
Hard to nail down.
Yeah.
It's hard to nail down. And
then,
RuPaul puts money on her windowsill.
Yes.
That fucked me
up. There was a lot of money just being placed places.
That fucked me up.
Because the mom then takes money off the table later when she comes to be like, where's AJ?
Yeah, why is money all over the place?
I don't, because it's convenient to your story that
if
people are stealing money, they could just be like, oh, it's right there.
Yeah, and there was also when the first time AJ steals a bundle from her open windowsill in New York, which I don't think you would have your window open in New York ever.
Whether
it was summer or winter.
No, we did.
You did?
Yeah, so
In winter? No, in summer maybe.
No, in winter, sometimes, because it was steam heat, So sometimes it would get so hot in the apartment because we couldn't, like, they'd be like twisted on and off. And then you can like twist it lower.
You can't turn it off.
It's like you can't really regulate steam heat, okay? It's either going to be like so hot or so cold. So like when it would get too hot, we would open our windows.
Yeah.
And in the summer, we would open our windows and cockroaches sometimes would fly in.
Love.
Yes, God, I love New York.
New York.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
If I can make it here.
I can make it anywhere. Maybe I'll start singing in character and that's how I'll learn how to sing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
We're real problematic, I'll say. Last night I was really drunk. Oh, I was so drunk that I ordered steak and scallops from a food truck, which everyone was real worried for.
Where were you? Where'd you go?
I was out in Hollywood and drinking at some bar called like Tranny Trap. Tramp stamp grannies.
Mono, they're going to come for you.
Come for me.
Tramp stamp grannies.
Tramp stamp grannies.
I've never been there.
Yeah, I think it's owned by Darren Criss because apparently Darren Criss was there and he came up to Betsy. Anyway, long story short, there's a food truck called Benny Hibachi. It's actually pretty delicious. And it's like hibachi style food.
Then this is fine. I think you're fine.
I feel okay.
That's good. I ate at Chili's last night and I feel terrible.
Oh no.
I woke up and my body was like, bitch, you didn't eat real food.
Bitch.
And my body rejected it. It was like, bop it a bop bop bop. Bop it a bop bop bop. Bop it a bop bop bop. Bleh. Death drop.
Shablam. Boom, shakak. And then you don't stop. Turn it around and then death drop. That's what your butthole did.
It was bad.
Okay, we have so much more to get through.
Yes, okay.
So let's
speed through the pilot from, okay. So then we find out that Rue is taking her last cross-country tour. She's going to end it in Dallas at this mega pageant. So she like gets on the bus. She's going to listen to her Oprah tapes.
Right.
She's so upset.
She also finds out she's been scammed by her.
Yes, oh, she's been scammed by this nefarious
guy,
man that she's been dating
man.
For 8 months. We go see this police officer exchange.
There's a gay cop who's hot.
Goofy cops.
Goofy cops.
Where I auditioned for that part. And congratulations, Misty Monroe, for getting
it. Good for you.
Yes, bitch. Book it.
Get it.
I was happy that they did go with a black woman. Because sometimes you go out for stuff and you're like, oh, they just hired a white dude.
Yeah.
But
they went with a black woman.
Yeah,
That's great.
Black woman. She was, I think Misty's so funny. So then
the cops are really goofy too because they're like, you're going to help us with a sting.
Yes.
And I had some logistical issues with that of like, cops don't meet you and then say, you're going to help us with a sting.
Correct. But again, we're in this fun little camp world.
We're in the camp world.
And then
let's see. Okay.
I was so confused. Oh, so
Lady Danger's brought up too. Tia Carrera.
Yes, Lady Danger and apparently Damon. So
Damien, yeah.
Damien.
They're like Team Rocket. Do you know who Team Rocket is?
From Pokemon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to call them Team Rocket here for two because it's easier.
Loved Pokemon.
Yes.
You know I have a tattoo of Jigglypuff, right?
Ooh, where?
Right
I mean,
here.
I know you love Jiggly. Oh, yeah. Jiggly.
I love Jiggly.
Oh, I took a picture.
Jigglypuff.
I took a picture of a Jigglypuff in Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to send it to you.
Okay, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, okay, so they talk about this craziness. She's like, I need to go do my tour. I don't know where that AJ kid went, even though the AJ kid stole all my money.
Yes, and she doesn't seem to be, like, pressed about it.
She really needs to be
more
pressed.
Here's, like, actually, like, my one real big issue with this pilot. When Rue is driving, Rue pulls over to the left side of the road. Are you kidding?
Oh, that she's in the road.
She's on a highway, I think.
Yeah, she's
leaving New York City.
That
and
was
she pulls over to the left
to
side. I was like, are you fucking kidding?
What bumped me was when the diabetic blind man goes to buy donuts and then gives them away.
Gives them to a cartoon hooker.
Yes. a lady of the night, a sex worker.
Whose pickup line for getting tricks is, do you want a girlfriend? And she's on the street just eating a box of donuts. I was like, have we never, ever seen Tangerine?
Thank you. Thank you.
Or any sort of sex worker.
We know they're pumping down Santa Monica.
Yes.
And they're hanging out in the donut shop. They don't need you to buy them donuts.
Yes. They got their own money for donuts. I used to live on 146th and Broadway, or 147th and Broadway in New York. And there was we called it the Hooker McDonald's because if you went at the witching hour of like 3:45 to about 5:45, all of the girls had finished like their shifts.
Yeah.
And they would just be in McDonald's.
Kicking it.
Kicking it. And they were so funny. And I'd always be so drunk. And they'd be like, look at this sloppy big bitch. And I'd be like, she here, she here. I loved them. I had some, like, for... I lived there for like a year and a half. I would always hang out with them.
Yeah.
And I would order my appetizer, which was dinner, like chicken nuggets. And then when they would flip for breakfast, we would all get pancakes. It was a great time.
That's fucking
fun. I miss them. I hope they're doing well.
I bet they're doing great. I bet they're doing well. And they've, because, you know, sex work can be quite profitable. And I hope that they've made enough money to either continue in that
field. Decriminalize that.
Decriminalize
it. I'm sure
so
some
stupid
politician is listening to Drag Her.
Yes.
And he's going to be like, you know what?
You
we
know
probably
what?
Should.
Took a stand.
So then we find out AJ is on the...
Oh my God.
It's not a bus. What is it?
RV.
An RV.
Yeah.
And, you know, still pretty ornery. She's like, hey man, don't step on me!
She's pretty hard to love.
Uh-huh.
And then also there's the reveal that she's a girl, which
yes.
no one... Yeah, we got... Yeah, but that, what, I get it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting that we get to see this dynamic between a drag queen and, mm-hmm. and a young person who's still discovering their gender mm-hmm. identity.
I really like that. I think some kid will watch the show and feel okay about how they want to look, which really makes me happy. But I just got to say, I know we're not talking about the finale yet. That wig that they made for that little girl.
Fucked up.
Wow.
That chop, that chop.
Wow.
So let me tell you how we get there.
Okay.
I'm going to say a bunch of stuff and you stop me.
Okay. So then they agree for Rue to take
the kid to Texas.
This kid's Texas.
In like a weird blackmail situation.
Yes.
So in episode 2, they're eating pancakes at a place.
Great.
She says, my name is actually Amber Jasmine. My mom named me after a stripper and a racist Disney cartoon. That made me feel weird.
Okay.
Do
we really think Jasmine, do we think Aladdin is racist?
See, that was me. I was like, oh, I don't. See, I love Aladdin and like I
like Aladdin
I don't think
too.
It's racist. In fact, but. I was open to that argument, but it almost made me feel weird.
Because I was like, what is racist? Okay, so Jasmine has like a pet tiger, but I'm like, she's a cartoon.
As an Arabic person, I was like, oh, I don't... it made me feel weird for Jasmine to be called racist. But I guess they're making fun of Disney. They're not making fun of Jasmine.
Yeah, but I can't figure out how it's racist.
Like, I guess you could argue that it shows a very ancient portrayal of... a person,
sure,
from that time, but I also feel
that's a time. It's a period piece.
It's a period piece.
Okay, listen. This is the hill I'll die on. Aladdin is not racist.
Thank you. I will die on that hill too. Aladdin. In fact,
there's other things wrong with Aladdin.
There are other things wrong with Aladdin. Like
Aladdin lies to Jasmine to get her to fuck him.
Right? Or they never tell Jasmine at the end when they're like, Jasmine, the only way I can win is by giving you the last wish. Jasmine could have just rubbed the lamp and gotten 3 more free wishes.
Correct, but we can't tell a woman that she could win something.
Thank you.
And then, I mean, Jafar, yeah, it was fucked up that Jafar took Jasmine, but let's get real. Jafar wasn't going to do nothing to Jasmine.
He wasn't going to do nothing.
Jafar gay as fuck.
No. He's fucking opening his asshole with that snake staff. He's fucking putting it
so
in
gay.
Snake.
Look
end
at those
first.
Robes. Look at that turban.
You don't think Iago's been inside his colon,
you
mama?
You don't think Iago's like, I'm in your butt. Okay.
So that was weird. So, but this is really happens. Rue is like, or Ruby is like, I'm gonna, that's it. I take you to child services. And AJ's like, if you take me to child services, I'll say you're a pedophile.
Oh my God.
So I'm blackmailing you and I'm gonna say you're a pedophile unless you leave me with you.
Okay.
And Ruby's like, okay, shit. Oh my God. Let's see. The blind man has white shit all over his face.
What?
Kid loses their phone and tries to, the kid leaves their phone at the pancake place,
okay.
tries to crash the RV. They have to go back to the pancake place.
Okay.
However, when they go back to the pancake place, Team Rocket's there.
Okay.
And they're like, oh no, Team Rocket's here. I'm so scared. Let's see. Oh, there is, let's see. Oh, we go to a bar where Katya and Jinx are at.
Okay.
There's a bachelorette party. One of the bride throws up on Katya's feet.
Oh, no.
Let's see. We find out that Team Rocket has been targeting other old drag queens. Yes. Let's see. RuPaul does
because
a number.
They're old and lonely and vulnerable.
Yes.
Read the sides.
Oh, yeah.
There's... And I think I remember the actual line.
Yeah. There's also, it's so, and in this, maybe in this episode, there's like a really over the top line where like Rue's on the phone with them and they're like, mm-hmm. yes, they target people who are really old and mm-hmm. lonely and ugly. Like uh-huh. it's like, and like the don't say that to her. Yeah. Like as the cop, don't say that to her.
Yeah, like a real cop surely would not say that, but
no.
truly let's, but that's what I mean. Let's camp it the fuck up. Let's have these be bad, bumbling cop. Everybody got a
yes.
bumble.
Yeah, so then, let's see, there's a real sad sex worker montage towards the end of this episode.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What do you mean, a sad sex worker montage?
It's sort of a montage, or I think that's played over, like, Rue performing another song.
Oof.
I think it's over, like, Rue's...
And these are the sex workers in New York?
Yes.
Why are we back with them? Are they important to the storyline?
Well, what we learn is that AJ's mom is a sex worker.
Ah, okay.
AJ's mom, who
and
you see at the
end.
She's
a heroin addict?
Yeah, she's had a history with drugs, and she's a sex worker, which is why
we see these.
Why we see these, and I think we see AJ's mom get arrested, and like her phone mm-hmm. falls out of her hand, and she's like, "No, I need to contact my kid."
Also, I wonder if they had any sex workers in the room. I'm not saying you have to have like everything, but like if you're gonna represent a underrepresented group,
yes,
like get a consultant,
yeah.
Get one in the room to tell you a couple stories.
Yeah. So then at the Pancake House, they go back to get AJ's phone. AJ stabs the tires of Team Rocket.
Okay. Good on AJ.
Good on AJ. And then they try to leave. Okay, now episode three. Oh, at the end of episode two, they their RV is leaving and they like smash into another car.
Oh my God. Did they exchange insurance?
No, AJ is able to use her scheming skills to get $400 from the car and convince them that it was their fault.
Insane.
So, but then Team Rocket sees them and they're like, oh no, we have to run. Team Rocket saw us. And then a cop pulls over Rue and they're like, why do you have a little white child?
Ah, fair.
And then they make up some hilarious story antics and hilarity ensues.
Mm-hmm. But also, how fucked up? Like... A black person can have a white child, a white person can have a black child.
Totally.
It's so funny in this society that we're just like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Right.
Especially if the kid's not acting weird, like, you can chill out.
The cop sees his, like, rainbow stuff, and he's like, how did you get this kid?
There.
And then Rue makes some hilarious stories up about spinning sperm, and it just so happened that my partner's sperm won out.
Mm. When I was babysitting, I used to nanny this little white boy. I love to take him to Whole Foods, and people would, like, stare at us. But, like, also, they were like, oh, she's probably the nanny. Like, it was New York.
Sure.
So, like, nobody was like, she's stealing him. Sure. I love to make a pretend phone call and be like, honey, I'm in Whole Foods right now, and I don't know why we got a white baby. Nobody thinks I'm his mom. And then people would, like, their looks would, they would just go, oh, yeah, I did not think she was. Like, people get so It was my favorite thing to do.
That's also funny because it came out of your body.
Yeah.
If you're the mom.
Well, no, I could have adopted him.
Okay, now
that's why
I hear
said,
it.
Why did we adopt a white baby?
I didn't hear adopt.
Oh.
I heard, like, why did we make a white baby?
Why did we make a white? Then everyone would be like, she's sick. She don't understand how babies work.
Oh, God. Okay, wait. So much more fucking craziness happens.
So sorry.
No, don't be sorry, but there's so much ridiculousness. Okay, they're in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, do they go to Hershey Park?
I think so. I think they go
Isn't
to...
Isn't it wild that there's an amusement park based on candy?
Yes. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been. Have you?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're from Jersey.
And let me tell you, it is a wild ride to watch your favorite candy walk past you.
Because they have little candy and mascots?
Yes, they have giant Hershey Kisses,
Whoa.
Giant chocolate bars.
Reese's? Is Reese's Hershey's? No.
No. I truly only remember the giant Kiss and the Hershey bar.
Yeah, the Kiss seems like the favorite.
Yes.
That big fat ass.
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh.
There's a weird scene. Okay. Wait, I think they have mechanic issues. And they meet a mechanical couple.
Uh-huh.
A mechanic couple. And one of them is a former model.
Okay.
And she talks way too much about how her breasts used to pay the mortgage.
Oh.
And how her husband misses her breasts.
Oh, boy.
And then there's this weird, sad moment where she's like, yeah, I had to get them removed because of breast cancer.
Oh, God.
And then really weird stuff happens where Rue is like, take my breastplate.
Oh.
Please take my, or maybe AJ is like, take my breastplate so you can have breasts again. And then she's like, no, I don't need them, but my husband sure would love them.
Ew, oh.
And then the husband is like squeezing breastplates and he's like, thanks, RuPaul. It was very strange in tone, I'll say. Uneven.
Yeah.
Uneven. The repair cost $2,000, so RuPaul has to go perform to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Rue, to make the money, has to compete in a wet t-shirt contest.
But she gave away her breastplate.
Sorry, this was before that.
Oh, okay.
She competes in the wet t-shirt contest.
This and is right like, out of season, what season?
Four.
Season four of Drag Race. Okay.
And she's like, no one's going to know I'm a drag queen. So she competes in the contest. And of course, during the contest, her breastplate flies off. Uh-huh. At this point, she also has a flashback to the sexy con man lying.
Mm-hmm.
The sexy con man also has some scenes where his sexuality is being questioned by Tia Carrera.
Oh.
Because she's like, I don't know. You seem to like it a lot. And then the sexy con man is like, no, if he did stuff to me, it doesn't make me gay. Which makes me think the sexy con man was a bottom. And I hate to be stereotypical, but bottoming's the gayest, right? That's not fair, is it?
I mean, it's a hot take.
Okay, episode four.
Okay, episode four.
And ask questions.
Quiet. Okay.
Daydream about AJ's mom. Let's see what happens. Uh-huh. There's a weird scene where AJ hates the stink of Rue's butt pads.
Wait, what? How does she get close enough to these butt pads?
Because they're in the RV.
Oh, okay. So they're just like there and stinking?
And AJ's getting a little more playful, I think. So she's like a kid. She's like, oh, the butt pads are killing me. And it's like, weird.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Strange.
Okay, let's see. There's a sign of, okay, the blind friend has now started a flirtation with the cop.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, how does that happen? So, like, do they run into each other, or does blind
very
friend...
Very strangely. Like they he comes over to opt to So he gets Lady Danger to come to the apartment.
Okay. Oh, this is the sting.
Yes. And they put that gentleman, the gay cop in drag, Matt Wilkes, oh. I believe is okay. his name. He's the actor. And they get some information, and then over the course of getting information, the flirtation continues.
Ah, okay.
And the blind man gets touchier and touchier, and they, uh-huh. They start... getting funky with each
other. Okay, all right.
Okay, so wait. Okay, they're in Louisville.
Okay.
And at the Louisville Club, there's Mariah Balenciaga, Jay Jolie, and Kennedy Davenport.
Yes!
They're all amazing. Kennedy
I love them.
Steals the show.
Kennedy is so funny. She's an underrated queen.
She's highly underrated.
She's great.
Everyone's great, but she like every line she delivered was perfect.
Anytime someone is like, Kennedy Davenport, meh, I'm like, you gotta watch All Stars 3.
Uh-huh.
And you gotta watch that Bachelor episode.
Oh, my, the Bachelor.
The Bachelor with those fucking teeth.
With, oh.
My God, she's funny. She's
with
really
comrade
funny.
Comrade of the cast.
Very funny.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
I love to hear it. You love to see it.
You love to see it. There's a scene of the blind gentleman stoning an outfit, which, you know, I don't know.
I think.
A little uneven.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Blind people, weigh in. I think if you had skills like that before, I think it's easy for you to be able to do that again.
Yeah.
I think. I don't think you lose your skills.
No.
And I think especially if you have
you're
a tactile, maybe?
Yeah.
Or if someone lets you know colors of the stones. I don't know. I do think it's possible.
Yes. Okay, so then Jay Jolie is forced to deliver the line, no, I only like Asians.
Oh boy.
Let's see. Gay cops hooking up with talks about hooking up with the evil man.
Uh-huh.
There's also a lot of times.
Wait,
where the
gay cop hooked up with the evil man?
They talk about like that you like seducing him or something.
Okay.
There's also some weird stuff where they're like, can't you run their plates and simply catch them? And they're like, we can't do that. We can't do it. And it's like, I think you can.
Oh, it's literally brought up and they're like, no, sorry.
Yeah, they're like, no, we're not allowed to do that. I'm like, I think you
can. Yeah, you can. Every time I'm pulled over, they run my plates and they
right?
go, ma'am, this car is not registered anywhere.
Ma'am, you haven't had a driver's license for 4 years.
Honestly, Mono, there was a... Okay, so like, I... Real quick, real detour.
Please.
I love to just drive illegally for as long as I can.
Yes.
I spent 4 years with plates.
30-day tags.
30-day tags from New Jersey in LA. And then I left that until my car was impounded from the airport. And I was like, okay, I guess I have to do this. Then I got my plates and then immediately got rid of that car. And then this one, I let my license expire. We drove around without a license for like a month or two.
Uh-huh.
They don't let you run a car when your license is expired. Did you note that? It was a bad scene for me in Dallas. And then I kept getting pulled over because I guess my registration was expired. I don't know. Oh, because I also didn't have dealer plates on my car.
Yes,
and then
I remember that.
This year they changed the law here, so you have to have like a temporary plate. So then I kept getting pulled over, and they're like, "Did you just get this car?" I was like, "No, I got it 4 years ago." And they were like, "Why do you still have dealer plates on?" And I was like, "Because I like to be anonymous."
Nicole.
Then I got this huge ticket, and then I had to fix it. So now I am fully legal.
Yay!
Got my plates, got my license.
You just don't like the man.
No, I don't like the man telling me what to do.
You're very Valentina. You're living in your own fantasy.
Yes, getting my car registered and updated is not part of my fantasy.
Getting a ticket is not...
It's not part of my fantasy.
Your French vanilla fantasy.
My French vanilla fantasy.
What else happens? It's madness. RuPaul thinks they've lost her makeup, so she throws Kennedy's makeup caboodle out the window.
What?
And immediately, the man who owns the club, who was a former nurse who says he left nursing because cancer made him sad.
Oh, well, okay.
Brings her the makeup caboodle.
So it gets thrown out the window, then right back up?
She throws Kennedy's caboodle out because they think... Rue thinks
yes, and then
stolen
this former
makeup.
Nurse brings the caboodle back up.
No, the former nurse is like, "Oh, Ruby, Rue.
Oh, here's your
caboodle. I kept it safe over there."
Oh.
So now Rue's getting in more trouble with the queens who already don't like her. Rue gets wooed via phone by the hot criminal
because
she thinks maybe he still cares about her. And everyone's like, "Stop caring about her."
Mm-hmm.
Rue lip syncs to Chandelier.
Oh, what a
it's
treat!
Good. And she gets lifted up. Like via this, you know, one of those, what are those called? When you get pulled up by like a suspension system thing?
Like a cable.
Cable.
Oh.
And then, of course, because the queens are mad at her, they're like fucking with the cable.
Oh, no.
So Rue flails around the club.
Oh my God. This is dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Do we use a stunt double? And is it clear that it's a stunt double?
I don't know. She definitely slams on the ground at some point.
Definitely a stunt double. But like, can you see it?
No, you can't tell.
Unclockable.
I didn't clock.
Okay.
I didn't clock the stunt.
All right.
And when I smell a stunt, I say something. It was good. But then Rue gets back up, even though she fell down, and it's very like in line with her narrative of like, I'll get back up and do it no matter what. And the audience loves it. Even though they're like, oh my God, she just fell down on the floor. Rue wants to hear the kid's mom's name. They fight. Rue and AJ are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
There's this story about Rue getting like, you know, like there's just the story of her being bankrupted is like now on the internet.
Oh.
And other queens are judging her for it.
Oh.
Because Rue is now feeling ashamed that she will not be able to open Queens and
Queens. Oh.
And then, if I'm not wrong, AJ leaked the story to the press.
What?
Like, AJ is partially responsible for telling the press this.
It's so wild that AJ is found living in the apartment they had to vacate, doing hot dog tricks for money, and can leak stories to the press now?
It's wild. And you're like, no, this child would not be a part of your life.
What a treat. I fucking love this little mischievous criminal.
You little criminal. She also has already cut her hair at this point.
Why? What was the moment that she cut her hair?
I think it was when Rue was like, "Let me like pretty you up."
Ah.
Because she also finds that she has a Jasmine doll hiding in a sock.
Yes, yes.
And then Rue is like, "Oh, I can make you look like her." And she's like, "I don't want to look like her." And then she's like, "I'm going to really fuck my shit up now."
Honestly, this is a nice message to anybody who's ever felt like looking at their friend and going, "I can help you with your makeup."
Yeah.
They don't need your help unless they ask.
Let them ask.
And there's a way you can ask without being
How
like,
would
let
you
me
ask?
Just do it. I would be like, do you ever wear makeup? Is that like, are you into makeup at all?
Yeah.
And if they're like, oh, no, I don't really wear it. I'm like, great. Then we never have to talk about it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Convo exit.
Yeah. Or if you have a friend who like just doesn't wear makeup, you're like, oh, okay, my friend just doesn't wear makeup. Like, I don't, why broach the topic?
Yeah.
And not everyone has to wear makeup and not everyone has to be femme.
No, they don't. Yeah, I think that's smart. Because if someone's interested, they'll be like, I want, you know what? I've been thinking about it. Then the door is open.
Then the door is wide open. The Otherwise, you might be insulting that person and what they want to present to the world.
Right, right. But let the door gape open.
Yes, like a gaping asshole, let that door gape open.
Like Jafar's ass.
With Iago pecking it out.
Ooh, waiting for the Sultan to enter with his chode. You know that I would fuck the Sultan.
He's a little tiny, and I feel like...
But think about how good that belly would feel against your ass cheeks.
I like to fuck... Yeah, I like doggy style, and I think he'd have to step on a stool or something to get to my butt. Or, like, not my butt. To my what is it? My pussy hole.
Yeah. Well,
I can't believe I just forgot my anatomy.
It would be hard. Your ass and his stomach would be competing
it would be
for
very
real estate.
Hard. Yeah. You'd have to have a big dick to get through what I got.
Yeah.
Which is a fat ass.
But I like that your ass is basically a litmus test.
It really is.
Of like, can you handle it?
Can you handle it? Baby boy. No, wait. Make me lose my breath. Wait, what am I singing?
I think you're definitely thinking of Destiny's Child, but I thought you were thinking of Bootylicious. Michelle, can you handle
it? Yes, that is what I was thinking of. Yeah. And I combined two songs. Am I even a fan? Yes, I am. Tried to get Ivy Park. Couldn't get it. Also, only goes up to an XL. It's athleisure wear. Let the fatties be comfy.
They only have XL?
Yes. And then the other Ivy Park that was at Topshop also only went to an XL. And I'm like, BB, I love you.
Queen.
The fats love you. Can you, like, please make us? I think if you're releasing a clothing line in 2020 and it doesn't go to at least a 3X.
Let's be real.
You're being so antiquated and, like... Not that it's, like, hateful, but it's, like, you can't even think past an extra large? That's insane.
Crazy.
And all athletic wear should be made up to, like, a 6X.
Also,
you want to shit on us? Make us something to wear to work out.
It's also crazy, and, like, this is going to sound whatever. I'm just shocked, also, as a shapely, beautiful woman.
Yes.
That she... But also, it's not her deciding.
She's very
it was just
fit.
Her business people just being like...
Nah, she probably had a say in it.
She's thick and beautiful. Why not give us some love?
Yeah, baby.
Okay, we have to get through this.
Okay.
She runs into a sad Chad Michael. Chad Michaels is sad because she was also scammed by Team Rocket.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
That's insinuating that Chad is old and ugly and alone.
I think so, unfortunately.
That's mean. I love Chad Michaels. Chad, if you're listening, I love you.
She does a great job. She plays a Southern queen. Rue helps her pick her up by her bootstraps. They sing Waterloo together by ABBA. Team Rocket gets pulled over by a cop, and they bribe the cop to let them go. Great. Fifth episode. Okay, this one is not my favorite episode. This is when, for no reason, they go to the Bob Mackie Museum, which is clearly on the Universal lot. There's a lot of just detours where you're like, why are they stopping here?
Also, Bob Mackie has a museum?
No. I think it was a little made up. It's like this man with a house turns his home into a museum of Bob Mackie outfits.
Okay, like one of those like weird stops in like Austin.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Rue loves it. Rue tries to teach AJ about these LGBT icons. They joke about how I can't remember the name, but the mom's name or street name was LGBT. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, it's like Lady Gigantum Booby Town.
Sure.
Something crazy.
Lady Gigantic Booby Town.
There's some sad flashbacks of, there's a really sad flashback where the actor, AJ, the actor does really well, of like her, finding out she was evicted and like going to find all of her stuff on the street. And then, like, going to pick up her stuff and finding, like, drug needles and stuff.
Oh, no.
Dark-sided. The kid wants to buy a dog at this little store. Can't buy a dog. So then she tries to run a scam by becoming a Girl Scout. In this world, it's called Little Lilac Ladies. And they sell taffy.
Ew.
They're just
I'm sorry. What a disgusting thing. little lilac. If someone knocked on my door and said, "Hi, we're the little lilac ladies. Would you like some taffy?" I would literally punt them off my porch.
Yeah, you would have to get rid of them. Yeah, it was like a funny attempt at a Girl Scouts parody.
Really, so upsetting.
If a little lilac lady showed up at my door, I'd fucking sprinkle her ass with holy water and light her on fire.
Yeah, if a little lilac lady showed up at my door, I would literally shoot her in the head. Keep that one in.
Keep that. Okay, wait. AJ gets in trouble for yelling at a lady because they found out she was running a scam.
Uh-huh.
Tia Carrera calls the Team Rocket man a hooker. Tia's okay. Very funny in this.
Tia Carrera's, she really made me laugh.
Yeah, she's really funny in this. Rue has a weird dinner with the owner of the Bob Mackie Museum.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Diana Ross dress. So eventually, Rue gets to put on the Diana Ross dress and do a little number.
Oh, what a treat.
Real treat. The man who owns the museum starts hitting on Rue, and Rue's like, uh-uh.
No way, no how. See ya.
Montage of the sad kid wanting a dog in the window. Mm-hmm. Rue does a lip sync. The evil guy goes to a gay bar to try to con someone else.
Okay.
But he decides not to.
Because he's like, I can't trick one of my own.
Yes. Okay. Yes. He's going through some identity issues because he's like, I'm not gay, but maybe he is. That's pretty much the long and short of it. Rue finds AJ staring at the family in the window.
Aww.
And AJ's like, oh my God, that's what a real family is? And Rue parallels AJ to Dolly Parton and all other greats who like had tough childhoods and said, like, you can become something great too. That is the end of episode 5.
Honestly, I might watch it.
Watch it.
I liked it.
After I saw the whole thing, I was like, now I loved it. Like, but it's pretty uneven.
Sure.
It's like a three course meal where like the appetizer is like burnt Funyuns. The entree is filet. And then the dessert is like tomato ice cream. And you're like, what?
What?
So it's a little uneven, but having finished it, I cried a bunch and I liked it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think I'm going to... Okay, I have to finish You. But after I finish You, I think I'm going to do AJ and the Queen.
Yeah.
Because I what I saw, I liked.
Yeah.
I think they did... It's kind of epic storytelling, too.
Yeah.
Like a big road trippy thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how exciting.
It's exciting. Well, we'll talk about the rest of the series.
Yes.
Next week.
Da-da-da.
Spill a bit to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.